case. Hey, Google, search engine how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10. Right.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We have breaking news at this hour. The Japanese Coast Guard says a U.S. military Osprey aircraft carrying 8 people has crashed into the sea off southern Japan. Japanese Coast Guard ships are heading to the crash site. Officials say they got an emergency call from a fishing boat nearby. And the Associated Press now reports that Japanese officials are saying one person and debris have been found at the site, but there's no word on that person's condition or the fate of the 7 others. Heavy snow has fallen in parts of the Northeast, says CBS's Elaine Quijano.
In New York, airport crews in Rochester were hard at work on the tarmac, de-icing planes before takeoff. And near Buffalo, thunder snow, as a lake effect mix of cold air, unpredictable wind, and snow clogged roads and towns.
Oh, it was a little crazy. A foot of snow in the road for about 8 miles, and slick when it was plowed.
It was the second day of memorials for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died last week at the age of 96. CBS's Mark Strassman was there.
Star power in the sanctuary, America's most exclusive sisterhood, all 5 living First Ladies.
Secretary Clinton and Dr. Biden, we also welcome your lovely husbands.
Their husbands making a trio of presidents in the room.
The Carter's daughter, Amy Carter, read a letter Jimmy Carter wrote to Rosalynn when he was in the Navy.
When I see you, I fall in love with you all over again. Does that seem strange to you? It doesn't to me.
There will be a private funeral today in Plains, Georgia. More good news for worried families in Israel, says CBS's Matt Piper.
On the 5th day of a ceasefire, Hamas releases 12 hostages and Israel releases 30 Palestinian prisoners. Israel says 10 of its citizens and 2 Thai nationals freed by Hamas have now returned to Israel. Soon after that happened, Israel released the Palestinian prisoners. Unless another deal is brokered, one more exchange is set for Wednesday, though it's believed Hamas has dozens more hostages.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit the region this week to try to extend the truce. Pope Francis, suffering from the flu, has canceled a planned trip to a climate conference in Dubai, says CBS's Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
The announcement was made by the Vatican following advice by his doctors due to a flu and lung infection. The Vatican said the Pope's general clinical condition has improved, but the Pope agreed not to go ahead with his trip with great regret.
The House could vote this week on a resolution to expel New York Republican George Santos. He's previously said he expects to be expelled. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill that would automatically update parents on what their child has checked out from the library got a public hearing today. Under the Republican-authored bill, all books checked out in either a public library or school library would be sent to parents. Emily Dittmar is with the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association and a school librarian in Muskego.
With school libraries so understaffed, dedicating so much time to administrative tasks takes the certified librarians away from student interactions.
Dittmar adds that students' checkout history is already available to parents by request. People in Wisconsin feeling generous this time of year are urged to be careful when donating to charity. It's Charity Fraud Awareness Week. Consumer protection officials say you should ask solicitors for their names, addresses, and phone numbers. You should also ask how much of your donation will be used to actually help people. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Heat went at it back and forth in the final minute. Milwaukee pulled away with the win, 131-124. Chris Middleton got hot down the stretch and talked about the team headed to the NBA's in-season tournament in Las Vegas.
It was good. Completed the task of, you know, getting to Vegas. Now we got to do a little bit more. You know, we're hungry for it. We won it. It's exciting times for us to go to Vegas for the first, you know, in-season tournament, so we're happy about that.
College football, after 3 years, Braylon Allen has played his last regular season game for the Badgers. Allen announcing he's decided to become eligible for the NFL draft. He's from Fond du Lac and converted from linebacker to running back, and was asked about his two-touchdown performance last weekend against Minnesota.
It was good. I'm just happy that we won the game and the team played well. Definitely could have done more, do my job well.
That's Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 37 today, under partly cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 23, high of 37 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next
generation. Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Of small government
that said, we don't want Big Brother watching over us. We believe in freedom and independence. Now the Republicans want your local school and public library to be in your kid's locker, to be in their bedrooms, to be at their desks. They want government to have a list of what your kids are reading. I don't want government knowing what anybody is reading, let alone my, you know, I have a niece that age, I guess. I guess she just turned 16, so she wouldn't quite qualify. But it's the irony, and again, it gives us evidence. It gives us proof that the Republican Party that I once belonged to no longer exists. These types of bills are not Republican. These types of bills are MAGA. A MAGA party who has let white Christian fundamentalist nationalism creep in and take over their party. And again, what do I mean by that? That is not, repeat, not an attack on Christian churches, Lutherans, Methodists, whatever, Catholic. Not an attack on that. I'm a person of faith. I'm talking about white Christian nationalist churches that believe that the United States government, state, local, and federal, should all be controlled by biblical doctrine, and that we should not be beholden to the state or national constitution. But first and foremost, the Christian Bible should be the rule of law in America, which of course is contrary and contradictory to how the country was founded, which said there will not be a national religion. So this is where we're at today. The Republican Party is dead and gone. This is the MAGA party who now wants to pass legislation to go into your lives and see what your kids are reading. About a minute left. Sorry, I was looking down at my computer. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Mark in the sack. Mark, you got about a minute before the break. Sorry to cut you short here, but it's all yours. Go ahead.
Oh, not a problem. And it's interesting you're bringing this up today. I just saw a little headline today where Mike Johnson was schooling the media on that there really isn't a separation of church and state. It should be, it's keeping the state out of religion, not religion out of the state. And which was remarkable to me, talking about all the founders. And what's remarkable to me, I just had gotten a copy of the Jefferson Bible, and which is Jefferson, you know, went through the Bible, cut and paste, and took out all the miracles, including the miracle of Jesus' birth, and, you know, compiled all his philosophy, his kind of a philosophical handbook. And for him to claim that these guys were all, you know, deeply religious men, they're, you know, Jefferson was accused of being an atheist.
Right.
I mean, that it's time to get religion out of
Mark, appreciate the call. Sorry, got to run. Back after this, Luke Mathers on the other side. Don't go anywhere. The Tylenol Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. In the Mideast, 12 hostages were released in an exchange between Israel and Hamas, and another swap is expected to take place today. Before that ceasefire ends, there is concern, though, about hostages still in captivity, including American citizens. A final service will be held for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter today in Plains, Georgia. After the funeral, her body will return to the Carter Center residence. House lawmakers from both major parties have moved to force a vote this week on the expulsion of New York Congressman George Santos.
Accused by the House Ethics Panel of stealing from his campaign, deceiving donors, facing federal charges of identity theft, credit card fraud, and more, Santos on the House floor Tuesday.
Are we to now assume that one is no longer innocent until proven guilty, and they are in fact guilty until proven innocent?
Calling the Ethics Committee process
littered with biased opinions.
Saying there's no due process and that he won't resign. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill that would automatically update parents on what their child has checked out from the library got a public hearing today. Under the Republican-authored bill, all books checked out in either a public library or school library would be sent to parents. Emily Dittmar is with the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association and a school librarian in Muskego.
With school libraries so understaffed,
locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. An American military aircraft with eight people on board has gone down off the coast of southern Japan. CBS's Lucy Kraft has more from Tokyo.
An eyewitness reported seeing the aircraft's left engine on fire. Japanese authorities said the aircraft was en route to Okinawa in clear skies.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter was remembered by her daughter Amy Carter at a memorial in Atlanta.
My mom spent most of her life in love with my dad. Their partnership and love story was a defining feature of her life.
A private funeral is scheduled for today. Hamas has released more hostages as vehicles transporting them arrived in the Israeli town of Sderot. They were met by girls chanting in Hebrew, "We are waiting for you." CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As expected, this year's gun deer harvest in Wisconsin was lower than last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the number of deer registered was more than 17% lower than last year and about 11% lower than the five-year average. Wardens say it's evidence that earlier bow seasons are getting more popular.
Over half of our total deer hunting population in Wisconsin now also hunts with archery equipment, whether that be bow or crossbow.
Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer specialist. People who heat their homes with natural gas might be looking at lower bills this winter. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says it expects a 21% drop in natural gas home heating costs this coming season. Madison-based Alliant Energy says it's because of large natural gas reserves. Also, winter in Wisconsin is forecasted to be mild. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger.
Joining us, a local artist
who welcomed to the WFHR stage the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 37 today, under partly cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 23, high of 37 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Aside for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! Got, come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
That definitely gets people in the spirit a little bit early, but I don't want to upset anybody. Therefore, I'm trying not to whistle it. So therefore, I'm listening.
You are
to
a peacemaker. You should be over in Israel negotiating peace deals. You're that good.
Luke Mathers, the peacemaker.
Maybe they could use you up at the state capitol right now. I want to finish up with a story, Lukester, and get your opinion on this.
Okay.
From WisPolitics, the current MAGA party introducing Senate Bill 597, which will require school boards to implement policies in which parents or guardians of a student under the age of 16 are identified automatically about each document or material checked out from the library within 24 hours. Its companion bill, SB 598, would impose a similar requirement for libraries, or public libraries, rather, in towns and villages. Republican State Representative Barbara Dietrich, a co-sponsor of the bill, says some have raised concerns about public libraries in Wisconsin that currently don't have the means to implement such a system. Really? The EconoWalk Republican said the push on the legislation now is meant to raise awareness of options parents have at some libraries to request information about what materials their kids are checking out and using. She said there could be a push to put money in the next state budget to help smaller libraries that currently don't have that capability. We all know the legislature sometimes is kind of like, you know, letters to Santa Claus. Ask for it next year, and then next year maybe it doesn't come. Anyway, let's go to the text line before we get Luke's take on this. Off the text line, remember, you could text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Now is a great time to do it on your Apple or Android device. Go to your app store, search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C. C-I-V-I-C, that's what it is. It'll pop up, the little CM logo. It takes less than a minute. It is free, the Civic Media app. Off the text line from Andrew in Verona says, quote, watch out. Don't tell the Wisconsin GOP about the little free libraries.
I have one right on my street.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. There's one right down the road. I think, like, literally my neighbor. It's really? Either one or two houses down on my street.
Right.
One of those little free libraries. I think they're great.
They look like oversized birdhouses. And there's book, you know, like
bird mansions.
You give a book. You're right. Bird mansion. you give a book, take a book.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. Also from Jack in Merrimack, listening on the Shaw, WAUK, says, quote, oh, good grief. This library stuff is just another thing to stress out educational and library systems. Since parents can already request this information, it's a waste of more of our legislators' time addressing a non-problem once again. The purposes are obvious: to continue inciting their cult with ever more fear, anger, and hatred, and to intimidate, especially youth, from educating themselves and learning about people, places, and things their parents fear to talk about for whatever reason. As Trump already stated, Republicans, quote, love the poorly educated, unquote, because they accept misinformation with no questions. Luke Mathers, what say you?
I tend to agree with Jack from Merrimack on this one. This feels very much like a solution in search of a problem. Like, if kids want to check these out from a public library, or if they want to read that, like, as soon as you put a hurdle in front of
right.
telling kids that they can't read these things. There's other ways for them to go. The internet exists. I don't know if anybody wants to tell Wisconsin Republican lawmakers, but there is no absence. There's no bill that you can put out there that is automatically going to make what I guess some people would think is a hard discussion to have with their kid. Like I honestly don't get why the parent needs the notification. Like they're going to see the kid reading the book around the house, or they're going to see the kid reading the book. Yeah. Like if the child wants to read the book, they can pull it up on a web browser in most instances.
Right. Mr. Zomers and I talked about this over the break that essentially what you're saying in this bill is you don't trust school districts, school librarians, public libraries, city or village library boards to the content to which they put on the shelf.
And you don't trust your kids.
Right.
Or you don't have conversations with your kids about what they're reading or why they want to read it.
Right.
Because there's no piece of legislation that would change that aspect of parenting. Mm. Like if you as a parent are concerned about what your kid is reading, that's not the job of the school district, the public library, or anybody to have a conversation with them about it.
Right.
That's your role as a parent. And yes, it may be a very difficult role, and you may be uncomfortable as a parent, but that is not something that you can go and legislate away. And to think that this is because most of the time it is LGBT related content that is looking, they're not cracking down on other things out of these school libraries. It is pro LGBT and accepting literature that could be used for information or for entertainment. And there are lawmakers that are uncomfortable with that content being out there. And rather than figuring out how to have a conversation with a child that wants to read that content, they're trying to legislate their problems away. And that's not the role of the Wisconsin legislature.
You know what my parents did? They wanted to know what I or my sisters were reading. So they asked us and we told them. And sometimes they'd be like, that seems a little maybe age inappropriate. Can I read it? And so we'd be like, okay, sure. And when we went to bed and they're staying up, they'd read a little bit of it and then be like, yeah, that's fine. Okay.
And they enjoyed it, as it turned out. And you're right. I think a lot of it, what the hubbub is around LGBTQ books or information. I also think there is somewhat for young girls. I mean, I remember my sister reading the Judy Blume book, Hey God, It's Me, Margaret, which is a coming of age book for a girl going through puberty and menstruation, all those things.
And if she didn't read that book, she wouldn't have done that, right?
Right?
Come on, those things just stop. If you don't read about them, then, you know, they just halt, right? It prevents all of those difficult conversations and aspects of life. No, it doesn't. And so it's a silly thing to spend focus on. And it's quite upsetting as somebody that wishes, like, we have serious problems our state needs to address. Right. We have a looming workforce shortage that by the end of this decade, by 2023, we are going to be more than 130,000 jobs shy. Mm-hmm. We are seeing reports after reports after reports, and our Republican lawmakers who are in charge of running things at the Wisconsin legislature are more focused on issues like this, like libraries, than solving the state's actual problems.
Talking with Luke Mathers, our executive producer here at Civic Media, it is Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Be happy to have you join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Jesse in Madison. Jesse, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I think you guys really nailed it on the head. It's about trying to avoid uncomfortable conversations with your children. And as a parent, what I don't understand, I've got a young teenager. I can't fathom why any parent, especially the ones that are organizing to get these books pulled from shelves, and it's not just LGBTQ books and trans books. It's also like books about racial inequality, right? Mm-hmm. So even if you've got a different opinion than I might as a parent about what to talk to your kids about that, you're never going to shelter your kids from everything once they leave the house. And B, wouldn't you want to have the conversation while they're still under your roof, no matter what your views or values are? Like, I mean, that's your time. If you think that book is sending the wrong message, that's the time to effectively talk to your kid about it, to instill whatever your values are. Why on earth wouldn't you want to have that conversation, as creepy as it might make you feel, unless you're really just trying to abdicate your responsibility as a parent?
Yeah. Great points, Jesse. I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I appreciate particularly being a parent and calling in. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Brian in Maguanago. Brian, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I am not a parent, but I have an interesting take that actually just kind of occurred to me, and I'm going to take a risk and give these Wisconsin Republicans credit for being deep thinkers.
How so?
And that is,
how so?
What if this isn't even any has really to do about kids reading books, because they already got all their stupid book bans going that they're trying to do? What if this is just either a distraction to just keep us talking about, you know, them doing more stupid stuff? Because this is just so blatantly obvious of a, like, you know, someone said a solution looking for a problem, or just a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's obvious that this is silly. But the other thing, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, to Luke's point earlier, he was just saying all these other things that Wisconsin faces, to your point, and I think you might have something there. Just it's a little side fire to keep us interested while the house is burning.
That, nor just a slight, you know, 1% possibility that it's part of a larger game.
Right.
And in all truth, it almost seems like, you know, it's like they're trying to just, they got something else, like they're trying to sneak by somewhere along the way.
Right.
Because there, anything that they do, it's never on the up and up. That's all that stands out to me.
Appreciate it, Brian. Thanks so much, Brian McGuanago. Thanks for calling in. Let's go up to Eau Claire, listening up there on the tap, WCFW, up in beautiful Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley. Gene in Eau Claire, thanks for listening, my friend. What say you?
Hi, guys. Outstanding show as usual. And Luke, I have to comment you on your outstanding comments regarding parenting. That was perfect. And, you know, if you need the library, you know, to police your children, then a person needs to take parenting classes. They don't need to go to, you know, and waste the time of our government officials. But, hey, great job there. You can work in parenting classes, Luke. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it. See, Luke's already a dog dad. We'll talk about that in a minute. He's gonna, if he so chooses, he and his lovely wife, you are going to make a great parent. I truly believe that. Gene's absolutely right. Let's go quickly to Mary in Wauwatosa. Mary, just about a minute left, but it's all yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for this discussion. I'd like to share the opinion of a professional that relates to this. And the question to the professional was, how can I help my child to grow up? The psychiatrist said, let them experience. Now, this is well before the, you know, cyber days, screen days, and now they're probably doing too much of just observing others, you know, experiencing. But, you know, I always valued this doctor's opinion. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Mary. I think that's a great point, Mary Wauwatosa. Appreciate you listening. Experience is the best teacher, Luke. And if you don't experience life, you don't learn.
Yeah. I mean, having the space to be able to grow is to try things, to fail at things, to read things, to learn. All of that is part of the human experience. And to act like problems get addressed by saying, okay, you're going to get a notification every single time your kid checks out a book now, and boom, the world's problems are solved.
My friend wild. John Sharples is fond of saying that education is what you get when you don't get what you want. And boy, if I have a life of education. Coming back with more Luke on the other side, including the NBA in-season tournament. What up with that? More after this.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDS Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
It is dated now. My folks had, back in 1972 when I was 14, a copy of Dr. David Rubin's book called Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex, But Were Afraid to Ask. Some of it was, as we know by now, but it engaged frankly on issues and human sexuality. I mean, I can relate to that. I mean, my parents were divorced. I never had, quote unquote, the talk with my dad. And I think my mom was pretty open about stuff, quite frankly. But I remember, you know, as I was about to go through or went through puberty, she gave me, I can't remember the name of it, but it was some sort of a green book. I remember it was green. And it was very like medical in terms of like images and whatever. And it talked about both boys and girls going through puberty.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, natural urges that, you know, you get and things like that, and what you do about it, and it's all natural, and it talks about your body. But to your point, to the caller's point, if we don't talk about these things, if our kids don't have any way to learn about it, human nature is going to take over. And isn't it better that you do it in some sort of a controlled or responsible setting rather than going to the internet or something like that, where heaven knows what is going
to
happen?
Yeah, and so to think that legislating away the libraries to put a stop or hold or notification, whatever it would be, to kind of simulate those conversations or be the gatekeepers of those conversations rather than just families is just silly to me, I guess. Silly. And that's the way that I view it. It's just kind of a silly aspect.
Mr. Perry, Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor and friend on the Facebook line there, Mr. Zomers, I believe we can put that up. Mr. Perry says, quote, this is a ridiculous proposal. And let me guess, there would be no provision in the bill to fund this process. Insane. And he's absolutely right. That's what this Representative Barb Dietrich of Oconomowoc is saying, Republican. And again, it's just rich, Luke, that Republicans who were always talking about in my day when I was Republican, no unfunded mandates. The people, the liberals in Madison are always giving us unfunded mandates out here in the hinterlands. What are Republicans or MAGA folks doing today? The leadership of the MAGA party putting unfunded mandates on rural Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's the opposite of small government forcing something like this, a program like this. And it's just... The other aspect, it's silly because it's going to get vetoed.
Right?
It's not going to go anywhere. It's just something for a lot of hot air to talk about rather than the actual problems that the state faces and the issues that Wisconsinites want to see solved here in Madison that affect all corners of the state. And so, yeah, it's a silly proposal. It's a lot of hot air. And for whatever reason, it is the choice of fuel for anger or whatever you want to, yes, whatever you want to refer to this outcome of us spending this much time talking about it, is it's that fuel.
Well, let's talk about something more important, and that is Bucks basketball, which you can hear on select civic media stations across the network.
God,
I hope that one of your stations has been selected, as David Letterman used to say about movies, not sports. But anyway, Luke brought this up last week on Tuesday Tangents. I just let it go because I wasn't going to get into it. I wasn't going to admit my stupidity, but I hear this more and more. Luke, you mentioned the Bucks are doing well in the in-season tournament. Now, in my experience, the NBA tournament doesn't start until the grass starts getting green, and it goes into whatever, June or July. Apparently now, they want to take some of the viewership, listenership away from college basketball and football and say, we got to grab on to people. So we're going to create this goofy thing in the fall. Like, what's going on?
It's not stupidity. This is the first time that they're doing it. So it takes a little while for everybody to get on the same page of what it means. So you're not stupid for not quite understanding. I didn't grasp it at first either. But the in-season tournament for the NBA is essentially trying to get a focus. And maybe it is in part trying to steal some viewership from some of the other sports that are normally really popular this time of year.
Because right now, every game in college football matters. We have the conference playoffs. You know, these big
games. Weeks though, there's no bowl games or anything.
No, but the conference playoffs this weekend.
Yeah, after this weekend, then
it's done. But look, the big game of college basketball, Marquette and Wisconsin come up on Saturday. Anyway, we digress. NBA.
So to put a focus on making sure that the NBA teams value the regular season more, this in-season tournament, which a lot of like soccer leagues use in Europe, and it's something that sports have used to try to make regular season games count more. So the athletes, because the NBA, like you said, long season. Like, we're not talking about the NBA playoffs until April, May, and June next year. But to make the regular season games at the beginning of the season matter a little bit more, these players have been incentivized. There's 30 teams in the NBA.
Yes.
So divided into six groups of five. Every team plays against the other team in their group of five for a four-game matchup. And so of your record after those four games that you play amongst your group, which are just regular season scheduled games, they're not playoff games or anything like that. Everybody's doing them. They're on the schedule. The winners of all of those groups advance to the single elimination tournament. So you get six teams out of that, but you need eight teams to round out a nice knockout bracket. So there will be two wild cards. The Bucks have won all three of their in-season tournament matchups so far. They're 3-0. They're the only team in the East Group B, which they're in, to have that 3-0 record. And so if they win against the Boston Celtics. If they win against the Miami Heat tonight, they are automatically their group winner, and they're going to advance to the knockout round of this in-season tournament. Which is going to be held in Vegas, not this weekend, but the following weekend. And if every player on the team that wins this in-season tournament earns $500,000.
Oh, so there's money involved.
See,
this is fantastic because now I understand. Number one, there's money involved, so it makes them play harder. Number two, it's based on soccer. I appreciate soccer. I just don't understand it.
No, there's just very long seasons for some of these sports. Come on, the most popular sport in the world, and you don't understand it?
Well, I mean, I understand the game. What I don't understand is after the Super Bowl, you take a break. People aren't playing football, American football, the next 2 weeks after. You win the
World. They are now. There's XFL. There's other things.
That's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem. You understand? And in European football, soccer, you have the World Cup, and then a week later, we're playing in the new league. It don't make no sense. Yep. No sense at all.
Well, sports are a lucrative industry, so you know everybody wants to keep playing and get those viewerships.
I know. Luke Mathers always makes sense. I appreciate bringing a youthful, smart brain to this broadcast. Luke Mathers, executive producer at Civic Media. Great to have you on Tuesday Tangents, my friend.
Absolutely, Todd. Glad to join you.
Stay tuned. Hour number two is straight away. What's worse and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents...
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. An American military aircraft based in Japan has gone down. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo with details.
Japanese officials say the U.S.